Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today. Firstly, the pricier cup of coffee. And secondly, a preview of Tesla's big results. So firstly, we think a pricier cup of coffee is coming. Coffee commodity prices have soared by 25% this year as bad weather has hit crops in the major Arabica producer, Brazil, and especially in the top Robusta grower, Vietnam. This has also helped collapse the typical 30-odd percent Robusta price discount. And this is all just the latest supply-driven agricultural price squeeze after soaring orange juice prices last year and cocoa this year. This has all helped make agriculture the best performing segment of the commodity market this year, up by 27% versus just 4% for broader commodities. In contrast to commodity coffee prices, US retail coffee prices have actually fallen by 2% in the past year, but we think are now going to see a big renewed catch up as both producers like Nestle and coffee chains like Starbucks continue with their aggressive price premiumization strategies. Our second topic is a preview of Tesla's results. So Tesla's going to be the first of the Magnificent Seven stocks to report results today, and it's the world's most valuable car company and the most widely held by retail investors. Markets are braced for the worst, with Tesla already releasing a surprisingly lower year-over-year production report and a latest round of global price cuts. With all this, the stock's down 40% this year and the second worst performer of all in the S&P 500. So this quarter, sales are seen down 5% year over year, profits down by 40%. And the focus is really going to be on, firstly, whether it has actually stopped work on a more affordable electric vehicle in favor of its focusing on a robo-taxi. And secondly, how big is the hit to its industry-leading gross profit margin? Any less bad news here could see it begin to stabilize and support its still pretty chunky 55 times price earnings ratio valuation, which is only really in line with fellow premium automaker Ferrari, with many other big automakers having 1/10 the valuation of Tesla even today. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.